The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, announcing the Leader Dogs for the Blind and ERA virtual collaboration on September 28th. From c3d.org, presentation links and resources. From Journal for Science Education for Students with Disabilities at scholarworks.rit.edu, they describe in an abstract what C3D is about. From seedlings.org, there's an online auction happening November 7th through 13th, and there's a very long article from Diabetes Self-Management called Strike the Spike 2 about managing postprandial blood sugar spikes. So let's get started. Posted in the NOPBC Facebook group, join Leader Dogs for the Blind for their September virtual collaboration event with ERA, A-I-R-A. Date Wednesday, September 28th, 2022, time 3 p.m. Eastern. Collaboration partner, ERA. ERA will discuss the many things their app and professional visual interpreters assist with, including how you can use ERA at work, school, and with a guide dog. Leader Dogs for the Blind will share about their free orientation and mobility program. Register for the collaboration event at https://leader.org/meeting/register/t/j/e-u-c-u-i-o-q-z-g-p-g-d0-i-i-u-j-t-v-6-t-d3-v_cvm0-f-l-x-0-3-2. From scholarworks.rit.edu, Journal of Science Education for Students with Disabilities, C3D, 3D printing for people who are blind. Author Caroline Frances Karbowski, K-A-R-B-O-W-S-K-I, The Ohio State University. Creative Commons license. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike 4.0 International license. Abstract. Objects such as snowflakes, castles, and butterflies have become more than just words when explored as a 3D print. The founder's passion for Braille led to the creation of the program's C3D, which organizes the printing and distribution of 3D printed models for people who are blind. 3D prints such as DNA, cells, animals, constellations, telescopes, historic landmarks, logos, and maps were created to fulfill requests by people who are blind for tactile learning tools. Recipients shared their feedback on how to improve the models and the printing and distribution service. C3D seeks to spread awareness about accessibility by presenting at technology fairs and demonstrating to students how to work 3D printers. A culmination of research and interactions with people who are blind, blindness organizations, educators, and scientists on how 3D printing has impacted those who are blind in sight and cited, added to the development of C3D. Currently, C3D is a tax-exempt nonprofit 501c3 organization that has distributed more than 800 models to people in the United States and around the world, and continues to build its network of volunteers and collaborators. There's a cover page with footnotes and acknowledgments. C3D would like to acknowledge the following organizations: the GE Additive Education Program, Jane Goodall's Roots and Shoots, Vora Ventures, IC3D, Gecko Tech 3D Printer Build Plates, Polar 3D, the Clover Nook Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Cincinnati, the CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, the Ohio State University Entrepreneurial Business Law Clinic, and the Ohio State University Innovation Studio. Recommended citation, Karbowski, Caroline Francis, 2020. C3D, 3D Printing for People Who Are Blind, Journal of Science Education for Students with Disabilities, Volume 23, Issue 1, Article 6, Date of Issue, 10.1448/JSESD.12.0006. Available at https://scholarworks.rit.edu/JSESD/vol23/ISS1/6. C3D, presentation links and additional resources. C3D is spelled S-E-E 3, capital D. Contact c3d.org. info@c3d.org email address. Caroline Karbowski, she, her, hers. Personal LinkedIn hot link. JSESD C3D overview article that I just read. C3D Google Forms. Interested in joining 3D Printing Slack workspace? Email updates list. C3D social media. Instagram at SEE.3D. Facebook C3D at C3D Printing for the Blind. Twitter at C3D Printing. LinkedIn C3D Inc. Thingiverse. C3D Printing. TikTok at C3D Printing. Reddit u/C3D Printing. STL file resources. Thingiverse.com. Thingiverse.com/C3D Printing/collections. Thingiverse.com/Varney JLV/designs. PRUSAPrinters.org. MyMiniFactory.com. STLFinder.com, BTactile.com, touch-mapper.org/EN, 3dprint.nih.gov, NIH's 3D Print Exchange, GrabCAD.com, NASA3D.arc.nasa.gov/models/printable, RovingBits.com/StarCoins, https://www.uv.es/astrokit/, https://tactileuniverse.org/, https://www.nonscriptum.com/geometry, https://chandra.harvard.edu/resources/illustrations/3d_files.html, https://chandra.si.edu/tactile/3d_printing.html. Stars in Your Hand, A Guide to 3D Printing the Cosmos, book that talks about 3D printing astronomy models. That's a hot link. https://www.touchthispage.com/downloads, cgtrader.com, BWSI Design of Assisted Technology Crash Course Models, includes STLs and lesson plans, geometry models, Leona Holloway's Thingiverse page, including O&M models, 3D Printing Resources, Intro to 3D Printing, Simplify 3D for Troubleshooting Print Errors, Accessible 3D Printing, 3D Printing for the Blind Overview, Original Prusa i3 MK3S Plus Printer that has an audio setting for the dial. It doesn't read the options, it just ticks for each option as you rotate, and has a different tone for the top and bottom of the menu so you can memorize the list and count the ticks. OpenSCAD download. OpenSCAD with the screen reader modules. Nemeth in OpenSCAD. Graffiti. Chansey Fleet, Andrew Highscale Braille, and Talking Book Library. Australia and New Zealand Accessible Graphics Group. ANZAGG. Roundtable. Michael Cheverie. ShapeCAD. Large Print Guidelines. ACB Guidelines. APH Guidelines. World Blind Union Guidelines. In Braille, Clover Nook Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired can make Braille materials, including business cards. The Braillists Foundation Masterclasses, Notes. Sim Braille, Print Braille Font from Duxbury. Perky Duck, a way to type Braille and make Braille font ASCII for free. UEB Study Group website, UEB Study Group Google Drive. UEB Study Group YouTube channel, Learn How to Write Braille, Hadley School for the Blind, NLS/NFB Transcribing Course, Robo Braille Document Converter, Website and App Accessibility, Google Overview About UI Accessibility, iOS, Swift UI Views Accessibility Cheat Sheet, Accessibility Manual Table of Contents, Accessibility for Visually Impaired. Download Swift Playgrounds for Mac, or if you choose to use the practice resources. Supplementary resource for Practice Playground. Download the developer app to get the Practice Playground. Grants, grants.gov. Dr. Jacob Bulletin Awards. The Dr. Jacob Bulletin Awards honor individuals and organizations that are a positive force in the lives of blind people. NFB Small Business Innovation Research SBIR Program. The NSF SBIR Program focuses on transforming scientific discovery into products and services with commercial potential and/or societal benefit. Clover Nook Center, Braille Printing House's award-winning arts and accessibility initiative. They have funding where they can provide accessible materials to museums. Contact Samuel Foulkes, F-O-U-L-K-E-S, at S-F-O-U-L-K-E-S at clovernook.org or call 513-728-6243 to get involved. Google Ad Grant, that's a hot link. Nonprofit resources, TechSoup. Free cloud computing credits via Azure, A-Z-U-R-E. Free G Suite for nonprofits. Free Slack for nonprofits. Ohio State's Entrepreneurial Business Law Clinic, EBLC. Sandy Nagel, Nonprofit Coach. People and Organizations, Free Blindness Resources. Free Matter for the Blind Shipping with USPS. Download JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion for free with participating college email. Download JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion for free by joining the NOPBC for $12. APH Free Tactile Graphics Image Library. Desmos Online Graphing Calculator with Accessibility Settings. Electronic Audio Periodic Table. Titration Color Cam. NAVMOL 3.0, Molecular Editor for Metabolic Reactions. Companies that sell accessible science products. Some products below are free. Calculators. Desmos Online Graphing Calculator with Accessibility Settings. Microsoft Excel. Orion TI-84 Plus Talking Graphing Calculator. Lab Tools. Independence Science. Titration Color Cam, NAVMOL 3.0, Molecular Editor for Metabolic Reactions, Tactile Graphics, APH Free Tactile Graphics Image Library, IRE-AT Tactile Graphics Products, that's spelled I-R-I-E, Sensational Blackboard, Periodic Tables, Free Electronic Audio Periodic Table, National Braille Press, APH. Talking Tactile Pen Stem Binder from Touch Graphics. 3D Alexander Arrangement of Elements Portable. Periodic Table. Talking LabQuest. Science Models. 3D Molecular Designs. Carolina Biological Supply Company. Conferences. Web Accessibility and Assistive Technology. ID24 Conference. That's a hot link. AXE-CON. AXE-CON. Hashtag A11Y Week TO. CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. Science Accessibility Conferences. SciAccess. Inclusion in Science Learning, A New Direction. ISLAND Conference on Disability and STEM. Developing a National Research Agenda for STEM. Education for Students with Visual Impairments. OSU/NSF. 3D Printing for Blind People Conferences. Build a Better Book. Science Accessibility. Independent Science. Journal of Science Education for Students with Disabilities, JSESD. SciAccess Community Group Facebook page. SciAccess Zenith Mentorship Program. National Center for Blind Youth in Science. Anil Lewis, Executive Director, Jernigan Institute, NFB. IDEA-STEM. Let's Talk Science. International Network of Researchers with Vision Impairment and Their Allies, INOVA. Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Science Accessibility Resources List, Dr. Mincaro's Tips for Bioengineering Accessibility, Working Groups, Teams, Makers, Working Groups, Blind and Low Vision 3D Printing Facebook Group, Australia and New Zealand Accessible Graphics Group, ANZAG, ANZAGG, SciAccess Working Group Registration, Chemistry for the Web and Publishing Community, Group Need to Make an Account with W3C if you want to join, Science for Learners with Disabilities, LLC, Build a Better Book, NSTA, Image Access for All, Clubhouse, Makers, Hex Game, Makers Making Change, Mountain Lakes Public Library Makerspace, Read with Conductive Filament, Cam.io, Dots Role Playing Game Project, Tinker Tech, Kids, Memphis, Laser Cutting, Michael Kolitsky, K-O-L-I-T-S-K-Y, Making 3D Laser Cut, Stratigraphic Audio Responsive Tactile Templates, Education Resources, Perkins Learning, Future Reflections Magazine, NFB Bell Academy, Benetech Diagram Center, Idea STEM in Canada, Museum Accessibility, Cheryl Fogelhatch, Fogle-HATCH, Lindsay Yazzolino, Yazzolino, Clover Nook Center, Braille Printing House's award-winning arts and accessibility initiative. They have funding where they can provide accessible materials to museums. Contact Samuel Folks at sfolks@clovernook.org or call 513-728-6243 to get involved. And that is that. From seedlings.org, special events, save the date for our fall online auction. Dates November 7th through 13, 2022. Take a sneak peek at the auction website at the hot link. Help raise $50,000 for 5,000 Braille books for children with vision loss. We are currently seeking event sponsors and prizes. Prizes. We are hoping for donations of gift cards, gift certificates, and maybe even a weekend away. A round of golf or a spa package. See our prize flyer at the hot link. Sponsors. If you are interested in becoming a sponsor, please see the sponsorship levels at the hot link and fill out the online form at another hot link. Your sponsorship donation will place dozens of Braille books in the hands of children with vision loss. You may donate the amount for your sponsorship level at the hot link, or print our PDF form and mail it along with payment to Seedlings, P.O. Box 51924, Livonia, Michigan, 48151-5924. Thank you in advance for your generous donations. For more information, contact Seedlings, all4braille@gmail.com, or call 734-427-8552, extension 301 or 307. Thank you for all of your help and support. I'm going to severely edit the article from diabetesselfmanagement.com for time. Strike the Spike 2, How to Manage High Blood Glucose After Meals by Gary Scheiner, S-C-H-E-I-N-E-R, M-S, C-D-C-E-S, posted March 5th, 2021. What is a spike and why do they happen? After meal or postprandial spikes are temporary high blood glucose levels that occur soon after eating. It is normal for the level of glucose in the blood to rise a small amount after eating, even in people who do not have diabetes. However, if the rise is too high, it can affect your quality of life today and contribute to serious health problems down the road. Why are blood glucose spikes a problem? Even though after-meal blood glucose spikes are temporary, several spikes a day, day after day, can raise your glycosylated hemoglobin, or HbA1c, level. And a high HbA1c level has been shown to raise the risk of long-term diabetes complications. The long-term effects of high blood glucose levels after meals have been studied extensively. For people with type 1 diabetes, significant after-meal rises have been shown to produce earlier onset of kidney disease and to accelerate the progression of existing retinopathy, the eye problem most commonly associated with diabetes. In people with type 2 diabetes, high blood glucose after meals is a risk factor for cardiovascular problems. Recently, post-meal spikes in glucose variability has been associated with diminished brain function and an increased risk of dementia. Additionally, the effects of a bout of post-meal high blood glucose do not go away immediately when blood glucose returns to normal. Each episode of high blood glucose can alter the way certain genes function, resulting in the production of harmful chemicals called free radicals, which cause inflammation and damage to the linings of blood vessels for hours, if not days. So clearly, post-meal spikes represent a challenge worthy of attention. Whether you use finger sticks or a CGM, when interpreting your numbers, take your pre-meal readings into account. A high or low reading before the meal will usually contribute to a higher reading after the meal. For example, a pre-meal blood glucose of 210 milligrams per deciliter followed by a one-hour post-meal reading of 240 milligrams per deciliter shows just a 30-point rise, whereas a 110 milligrams per deciliter followed by a 240 milligrams per deciliter shows a 130-point rise. Lows before meals usually affect rates of digestion and may trigger a hormonal rebound to produce much higher readings. So exactly how high is too high after a meal? There is no universal consensus on this issue. The American Diabetes Association recommends keeping blood glucose below 180 milligrams per deciliter 1 to 2 hours after the start of a meal. The European Diabetes Policy Group recommends keeping it below 165 milligrams per deciliter at the peak. And the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists and the International Diabetes Federation recommend keeping it below 140 milligrams per deciliter after eating. However, no specific guidelines are provided by any of these groups for type 1 versus type 2 diabetes, insulin users versus non-users, or children versus adults. Based on my experience, I recommend the following after-meal goals for the following groups. These numbers are generally achievable, lead to a decent HbA1c level, and do not interfere with daily quality of life. Adults who take mealtime insulin, below 180 milligrams per deciliter. Adolescents ages 12 to 18, below 200 milligrams per deciliter. School-aged children 6 to 11, below 225 milligrams per deciliter. Preschool age and toddlers under 5, below 250 milligrams per deciliter. People with type 2 diabetes who do not take mealtime insulin, below 140 milligrams per deciliter. After-meal ratings that are consistently above these levels should be addressed by you and your healthcare team. See strategies in the sections below. Another way to assess after-meal blood glucose control is with a blood test trade-named GlycoMark. The test measures the level of a specific type of sugar, 1,5-anhydroglucosyl, or 1,5-AG. That becomes depleted whenever the kidneys are spilling glucose into the urine. This typically occurs when blood glucose exceeds approximately 180 milligrams per deciliter. The test result reflects blood glucose levels over the prior 1 to 2 weeks. A low GlycoMark score means that you are spending considerable time with blood glucose levels above 180. So if your HbA1c is normal or low and your GlycoMark is also low, you are likely spiking quite a lot after meals. Medical approaches to spike control. A common approach to lowering after-meal blood glucose spikes is to take more insulin. But unless blood glucose levels remain high for 3 to 6 hours after eating, taking more insulin is not going to solve the problem. In fact, increasing mealtime insulin would most likely result in low blood glucose for the next meal. Here are some strategies that may work better. Choose the right insulin. For example, rapid-acting insulin analogs such as Humalog, Novolog, and Apidra, which start working 10 to 15 minutes after injection and peak in about an hour, will cover the after-meal blood glucose risers much better than regular insulin, which takes 30 minutes to begin working and 2 to 3 hours to peak. Newer ultra-rapid insulins, such as Fiasp, works even faster, with an onset and peak occurring 8 to 10 minutes earlier than traditional rapid-acting insulins. The way insulin is administered can dramatically affect its speed of action. Afrezza is an inhaled insulin formulation that can be used at mealtimes. Because the dry powder is absorbed through the lungs rather than having to go through the fat layer below the skin, its onset and peak are much earlier than injected insulin. It takes 12 to 15 minutes to begin working and peaks in about 30 minutes. Research has also shown that injected insulin can work much faster when the injection or infusion site is warmed. This can be accomplished by rubbing the site, immersing in warm water, or exercising the muscle near the site. Warming the site causes the blood vessels near the skin to dilate, which allows the insulin to absorb more quickly. By the way, smoking causes the blood vessels to constrict, so quitting smoking might improve your post-meal blood sugars, in addition to helping you and those around you to live longer. Two classes of injectable hormones, GLP-1 agonists and amylin mimetics, have powerful effects on post-meal blood sugars. Both GLP-1s and Semlin slow gastric emptying and keep carbohydrates from raising the blood sugar too quickly after meals. Semlin, which is a replacement for the amylin hormone, which is lacking in people with diabetes, also helps to diminish appetite and blunt post-meal glucagon secretion. GLP-1s blunt appetite and promote the growth of insulin-producing cells in the pancreas of those with type 2 diabetes. So both can contribute to better post-meal high blood glucose control. Your choice of oral medication can also impact your after-meal control. Sulfonylureas stimulate the pancreas to secrete a little extra insulin throughout the day without regard to meal timing. Because these medications fail to concentrate the insulin secretion at times when it is needed most, after-meal blood sugars can run very high. There are alternative medications called meglitinides, epiglinide, nadaglinide, which also stimulate the pancreas to do so much in a much faster and shorter manner. When taken at mealtimes, meglitinides produce better after-meal high blood glucose control than sulfonylureas. Another class of oral diabetes medications improve after-meal control by partially blocking the transport of sugars across the intestines and into the bloodstream. However, these medications can sometimes cause gas, bloating, and stomach upset, so the pros don't always outweigh the cons. Lifestyle approaches. Like much of diabetes management, medicine is only part of the story in preventing after-meal spikes. Diet and exercise can play a role as well. Here's how. Think lower GI. As mentioned earlier, the glycemic index is a rating of how quickly a food raises the blood glucose level. While all carbohydrates except fiber convert into glucose eventually, some forms do so much faster than others. Another food property that affects the rate of digestion is acidity. This is why sourdough bread has a much lower glycemic index value than regular bread. Research has shown that adding acidity to a meal in the form of vinegar, straight or consumed as part of a salad dressing or other condiment, can reduce the 1 hour post-meal blood glucose rise by 50% or more. Prevent hypoglycemia. Low blood sugar is problematic in many ways. One of the body's typical responses to hypoglycemia is to speed up the rate at which the stomach empties. That means food digests and raises blood glucose even more rapidly than usual. While this is certainly desirable when you're low, it does contribute to post-meal spikes. Preventing hypoglycemia before meals and snacks, therefore, is yet another effective strategy for controlling post-meal blood glucose levels. We've run out of time for this week's Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. That number again is 919-832-5138.